Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, as I've said so many times on this show, it's interesting how we are being led to be ahead of the game here. Interestingly enough, you can put that up against Micah 12:2 when you get a moment, or 2:12, I'm sorry, 2:12, and also Romans 8:14. And how the Lord shows us things to come, because it feels like I'm just repeating something that I just highlighted on April 5th. That would have been, 24 days ago. And so what am I talking about? Well, none other than controlled opposition. Tucker Carlson does a whole piece on how now the government is coming for those in defining what fake is, concerning who their political opposition is, trying to transition them and transform them into enemies of the state because they hold to the side of the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. And literally, they are covering what we covered on April 5th, and we're going to reiterate it. I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to let you see it for yourself. It's interesting how when we go from the Word of God concerning our conversation and the U.S. Constitution, and after 17 years of being used to nail it a bullseye every single time, literally, by the Holy Ghost, how people question the contents until controlled opposition tells them. Isn't that crazy how that works? It really is. But I'll let you see it for yourself in just a moment. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's clearly what's at play here today. I don't know if you're aware, friends, but TikTok is now doing the same thing that Twitter did, the same thing that Facebook is doing, the same thing that YouTube is doing, the same thing that Google is doing. And you can rest assured, Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, all those that have been responsible for grilling big tech, it's been nothing but to neutralize the opposition, because those men have done absolutely nothing in righting the wrong when it comes to those that are violating our First Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights and freedom of speech. But let me give it to you again. This is what Harry Truman said on August 8th, 1950, right after World War II, 6 years later. He said, "Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's you, that's me, it is only one way to go, and that is the direction these criminals are going now, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror." And by the way, the word terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. So when you look at the word terror and terrorists, understand who the terrorists are. And I'm talking about corruption in government, because this is exactly what Harry Truman is highlighting back in 1950. He goes on, "Until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear." Is that what's happening? Well, we can. Well, the antidote is always this, friends. We can always go back to what our forefathers established, namely Thomas Jefferson, and take him for what he said and do what he did, in emulating the footsteps that they laid out for us in exhibition. And what am I talking about? Hebrews 13:7, that we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. And just think about this. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and only the Lord could establish that. So we need to look to our forefathers. We need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Thomas Jefferson said that when government fears the people, you have liberty. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Okay? We're going to be getting to that in just a moment. I want to highlight something that I continuously reiterate as well over here. Yesterday, I noticed one of these cowards, and they're cowards because I continuously give the phone number, and I'm going to give it to you right now. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. On April 27th, that was 2 days ago, I did a show called Instead of Reproving the Darkness, They Have Become the Darkness. And then I had one of you clowns out there, and I'm not lumping that clown in with the lot, but I am saying one of you clowns out there that likes to take shots because you're too cowardice to actually take me to task, to contend for what you say is the truth. It's interesting. A guy said that Lauren Burnett died of suicide. You made it sound like a vax side effect, okay? It's a bad idea to read the newspaper into the Bible. Dude, where are you at? Where are you at? 1-866-582-9933. You, sir, are incorrect. Lauren Burnett, her death had nothing to do with the suicide. Absolutely nothing to do with the suicide. But what you want to do is you want to just take your uneducated shots at me rather than having the courage to call up and correct me. Okay? Which one's doing the loving here? Just curious. Put that up against 2 Timothy 3:16 as well. Lauren Burnett did not die from suicide. Okay? Period. Here. I'm showing it to you right now, friends. But that's what this joker wanted to do, is take a shot at me, try to discredit me in front of everybody, just like those that he complains about, or that she complains about concerning the mainstream media. They're acting just like those that they're learning from. Lauren Burnett death. Lauren Burnett, JMU softball catcher, died unexpectedly. Not of suicide. Which I can coincide with, and I'm not going to pull up the picture right now, but it just happens to be line upon line, precept upon precept, that there's a 17-year-old girl on social media platforms right now that is having heart issues. I'm going to read this to you, okay? So you do the math. There are so many people with needs of prayers. I hesitated even to ask, but my 17-year-old daughter is suffering from heart issues that are in the process of being diagnosed. Each day we pray that we can't get through without the risk of a stroke. A 17-year-old kid? Are you kidding me? What do you think that's from, Scotty? What do you think that's from? Do you think that's from natural causes, a 17-year-old? Do you think it's natural causes, all the people that are dying from these experimental jabs? And I can almost bet, because I know that you're too cowardice to call in and confront me with this, I can almost bet that what the mainstream media is pushing, you're drinking the full cup, aren't you? Look at this, friends, brand new. 43,898 dead, 4,190,493 injured following COVID-19 vaccine in European database of adverse reactions. What would you equate it to? I'm just curious. Probably the same thing that I did. At least that's how most people think, right? Normal people think. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of LibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe. You can check us out on social media platforms there. Also go to the top of the page on Sons of Liberty Media.com after you subscribe, and then join us on SOL Radio Live. And join us and subscribe to that live feed. Also over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page on BeforeIt'sNews.com. If at any time you want to call in, please do. Pro or con, it matters not. We are here to contend for the faith. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, John 14:6. Now let me get over to this. I want you to pay attention to this before I play this. Okay, this is controlled opposition, Tucker Carlson. He says, good things, friends, but so does the devil, right? And the fact of the matter is, I'm not calling him a devil. I'm just saying that he is controlled opposition, because at no time will you hear this individual point to or make reference to the resolve concerning the issues. Now, the piece is called, this is the point where we have to draw the line. I totally agree 100%. But I do want you to understand that at no time do you hear him point the finger as to the resolve. We do that here all the time on this show, friends. Constantly. I just had somebody say, what are we supposed to do? I said back to this person, I said, you're funny. Every single show, after we show you the issue, the lawlessness taking place, we give you the resolve. We point the finger back at you. It's interesting. Scripture tells us in Psalm 94:16, this is the Lord asking the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? That's what the Lord is asking. Okay? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? Okay? Here's the resolve. It's the same resolve we've always given here. It's the same resolve the Word of God brings and the same one that it brings in the U.S. Constitution. I've said it a million times from the show, but I guess there's people out there that like to pick and choose as to what they hear or what it is that they want to hear. You're the answer to the issue. They are the problem. They are the ones creating the problem, then they are the ones coming in, and I'm talking about the corrupt politicians and these agencies that come in and play the problem solver. What is it that they need to do before you finally figure that out? I cannot answer that, but I can give you this answer. The Bible tells us again, for when thy judgments are in the earth, when you keep his statutes, when you keep his commandments, this is our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. Okay? So it all again falls back to us, we the people, the government in this country. If we don't want to respond to God in keeping his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, then this is what you're going to get. And you're going to get more of it. I've said that literally a million times. There's the answer. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Here's another way of saying it. Those that in government do not have a right to tear down the Constitution and to recreate it in their own godly image. Therein lies the problem, and here's the first problem. The people tolerate them to act in such a lawless fashion without dealing with them. And that's why you're getting more of it. So, with that said, let's go forward. I want to pull you over to, again, controlled opposition, CIA-controlled outlet, Fox News, and Tucker Carlson. But the information being given is fantastic, but why I highlight the fact that he's, again, controlled opposition is because he gives no answers. Check this out, folks. This is what is happening in America today.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. When Elon Musk first announced that he was buying Twitter, it was pretty obvious the Democratic Party would soon become unhinged.
See, it's the blame game. Divide and conquer. Mark 325. That's all they're doing.
But instead, legitimately terrified and hysterical. Imagine how you'd feel if an armed intruder broke into your home at 3 in the morning. You couldn't exactly know where things were going, but you'd be dead certain that everything was at stake. That's how Democrats feel right now. Because, in fact, everything is at stake. Joe Biden cannot continue to control this country if you have free access to information.
Listen carefully.
Biden certainly is not improving your life. He's not even trying to improve your life. So the best
it's not the job of the government to improve my life, okay? Just want to make clear, everybody understands that. I don't know where Mr. Tucker Carlson is getting it, that the government is there to improve our life. It's their job to simply enforce the laws that are in place, condemning the wicked, justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, right? That's their job, to restrain men from sin and to maintain control, okay? As a system of government, not the people that they represent, okay? They're to maintain order. They're doing, in all three facets of their purpose, just the exact opposite.
What he can do is lie to you and demand that you believe it. But to do that, he needs to make certain that nobody else can talk, because if you were to hear the truth, you might not obey. How is Biden going to pull that off? It's not easy. Well, one option would be to get men with guns to tell you to shut up. Most Americans probably haven't thought of that because this isn't Africa or Eastern Europe. This is America, and we don't do things like that here and never have. More precisely, we haven't until now. But now Joe Biden is president and everything is different. So today, to herald the coming of the new Soviet America, the administration announced its own Ministry of Truth.
So it just introduced you to the new Soviet America. Okay, so again, he's magnifying the problem. He's not showing you the resolve. Okay? Just want to make clear that you heard
that. This will be called the Disinformation Governance Board. Laugh if you want, but just to show you they're not kidding around here, this board is not part of the State Department or any other agency.
This is what happens when you allow a Joe Biden to remain American.
The Disinformation Governance Board is part of the Department of Homeland Security. DHS is a law enforcement agency designed to police the United States and that, by the way, has a famously large stockpile of ammunition. So it's not a joke at all. Here's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have just established a Mis- and Disinformation Governance Board in the Department of Homeland Security to more effectively combat this threat, not only to election security, but to our homeland security.
So they're using Homeland Security, just so you get the gist of what's going on here. They're using Homeland Security to further the threat against the American people. He just told you that, okay? So what they're saying is we're going to decide what you can say and who can say it. We're going to decide what's true and what's not true. This coming from a treasonous administration. Read Article 3, Section 3, when you get a moment, so you'll further understand. Put that up against Luke 22:48.
So one of America's top law enforcement officers just announces to the Congress that actually we're going to be policing what you say, and everyone in the room kind of nods, oh, yeah, it's totally normal.
This is what Facebook is doing. Google's doing it.
Disinformation is a threat to Homeland Security. Now, he's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, so presumably he would know, since assessing threats to Homeland Security is his job.
See, the threat here, friends, just so you know, isn't the one in the People's White House that's there by voter fraud. The one that's committed treason with the Ukraine. The one that was kicked off the presidential campaign in 1988 for plagiarism, lying. Nothing to do with all the information they're finding on his little crackhead son's, Hunter Biden's, website or his computer. I mean, folks, they want you to believe what they're saying over the truth. That, my friends, is not going to happen on my watch in Jesus' name. Okay? But this is a perfect sign of what the American people are inviting into their homes. Again, if they don't put a stop to this criminal administration, agencies, and bureaucracies. Let's go on.
But what he didn't tell us is how he's defining disinformation. So here you have this new and terrifying thing that the Biden administration is so concerned about that it's created a new agency to fight it, but Mayorkas never said or even hinted as to what it might be. So the man in charge of the disinformation governing board never defined disinformation.
Okay, so he never defined. So this, again, goes back to the point that this is controlled opposition, because what he's doing is waiting for them, the corrupt, to set the next narrative, and they want you to believe that Fox News, I'm just highlighting what's going on here, that Fox News is the channel that's going to give you the facts, when in fact, again, he's highlighting the awaiting of the next narrative rather than empowering the people to take back their said government lawfully. At no time does he do this.
Information. It's almost unbelievable when you think about it. Would you declare war on a country you couldn't name? Would you send someone to death for a crime you couldn't describe? Of course you wouldn't, not if you were a sane and decent person. Because you can't have justice without precise definitions. That's why we have very large books of law that define what is allowed and what is not. But they're not defining the core concept at the heart of what is effectively a new law enforcement agency. Maybe that's because Mayorkas doesn't want justice, and neither does the president he serves.
Okay, so we're going to come right back to this in a moment. By the way, controlled opposition also gets paid big money by their sponsors that are a part of the fascist state in which he is highlighting even now. Tucker Carlson, for the record, is worth $420 million. Anybody want to contend with that one? 1-866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. gas prices are going up heading into the weekend. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up for a third time this week to $4.15 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says one of the reasons oil companies are not jumping to increase production is the Biden administration's hostility toward them.
Oil companies are cautiously raising the amount that they're spending on drilling because they don't know if that money is going to be sunk in the ground and lost to an administration that's been a little bit hostile to the oil and gas sector.
The nation's midsection is looking at a risk of severe weather Friday. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of northern Kansas and southern Nebraska are the greatest risk of severe weather. Cities in the target zone include Kansas City, Topeka, and Lincoln. You're listening to USA Radio News. A country in Europe is giving in to Russian President Vladimir Putin's demands when it comes to paying for energy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective.
The hiring process will take longer for students graduating college this year than in the past. According to the National Association of College and Employers, the process of interviewing for a job and accepting it should take about 40 days. In 2015, it took 34 days for grads to be interviewed and eventually accept a job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Just saying to my friends on social media platforms, I'm not attacking Tucker Carlson here, but to show you what controlled opposition looks like, the man's worth $420 million. Do you think that he's going to tell you what he's told to tell you for that money, or do you think he's going to live off scraps the way that this ministry does and telling you what you need to know? Which one do you think? Well, again, he makes $35 million annually, every single year, off of sponsors. We don't live off of sponsors. We don't have a golden calf that we serve here. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ, period. Just want to make clear. So again, I'm not taking all this time just going after Tucker Carlson. I just want to emphasize the fact that he is controlled opposition. He is saying what he's allowed to say and also what he's not allowed to say by highlighting the crimes and introducing you to this new communist America, as he calls it. Okay? I want to get back to this because it gets a little bit better. And this is what's happening right now. This is what we highlighted at the beginning of the month, and now 3 weeks later, here comes Tucker Carlson highlighting this disinformation campaign by the corrupt administration that's being tolerated by the American people on so many different levels. Check this out.
Power, and to get power, they plan to what you think. Watch Mayorkas explain.
We have so many different efforts underway to equip local communities to identify individuals who very well could be descending into violence.
Who could be descending into violence. Isn't it amazing how much time they have taken since September 11, 2001, creating agencies to war against the American people while opening the floodgates to those that mean to conquer America. The very people that they told us that were responsible for the two towers falling are the very ones that they're now defending while attacking Americans that are basically parroting what they were told from the get-go after September 11, 2001. Folks, again, consider the source as to what's going on here. As I said, and I say again, Americans, you are the ones that are under attack if you agree with the Word of God and the system of government in this country, because you are the great obstacle to the New World Order. I didn't say that. And isn't it interesting, over the last 2.5 years, we, the American people, us peasants, have been under attack by the same administration, along with the one that started the ball rolling, Donald Trump. And folks, here we are today, for the last 2.5 years, under attack by the Bill Gates of the world, the WHOs of the world, the CDCs, the Anthony Faucis. The DHS has been working behind the scenes the whole time. And again, only to prove the point, friends, if I'm way out there on what I'm saying, then look to the southern border. Why are the floodgates open to the illegals coming into America? Well, you are the ones that are under attack on a daily basis by this administration. I want to tell you why. Because they do not have this support that they want you to believe that they have. But for every day that you let this roll, they're aggrandizing more support. And guess who their support's going to come from? The illegals. The illegals. And what they don't realize, friends, is they're on this boat too. I just don't want to sink with them. That's all. That's why I'm trying to shake the American people awake as to what's going on here. Let's go back to these criminals and look as to, folks, again, look at the countenance of these people. And you compare it to that of the 30s or any other dictatorship, and you tell me that they do not have the same counsel, because these people are at war with Americans, period.
By reason of ideologies of hate, false narratives, or other disinformation and misinformation propagated on social media and other...
Okay, like misinformation, like the U.S. Constitution that they're at war with, that they're doing their best at tearing down, like those that abide by the Second Amendment and have the right to bear arms, like those that are pro-life. These are the kind of people that they're talking about as enemies of the state, friends. And this is what you're adding strength to by allowing this to go on. And don't sit there and tell me that any person in any country doesn't have the God-given right to stand up against the tyrannies that they see right before their faces. Because this is what they're trying to silence. Anybody that dare tells you the truth concerning who these people are. This is insane.
Platforms.
Oh. Did you know that? So one of our biggest law enforcement agencies has men with guns around the country doing so many things to stop disinformation and false narratives. Those aren't even lies. They're just deviations from the approved script. America's told us again that men with guns plan to, quote, identify individuals who could be descending into violence. Could be descending. Not people who've committed violence or even been accused of any crime at all. DHS is instead using law enforcement powers to identify and punish people who think the wrong things. That would be opponents of the Biden administration. Is this dystopian fiction? No, it's happening right in front of us. That means that Joe Biden's partisan political enemies are now officially enemies of the state. How is this happening in America? Good question, but it is happening. And Biden's new thought cop in chief has been revealed.
This is insane, friends. This is insane.
Nina Jankowicz.
Check this.
Jankowicz comes from a place called the Wilson Center. That's a nonprofit named for America's other mentally incapacitated warmonger bigot president. Ironically, because everything is irony, the Wilson Center is itself a major producer of, yes, disinformation, but of the neocon variety, and for that reason is heavily funded by the Biden administration. Jankowicz is also, because everything is connected, a former advisor to the neoliberal government of Ukraine, the government we're shipping tens of billions of tax dollars to as our own economy swirls down the drain. So you really can't make any of this up. It's too grotesque. Would you believe a novel with this plot? No, you wouldn't. But it's happening, and that's the bad news. The good news is everyone involved in Joe Biden's new Ministry of Information is a buffoon. They may be evil.
So now what we're doing is we're we're going back now to calling them names. Okay, they're buffoons. No, they're not buffoons. They're criminals. Okay, but this is the best that you have. And again, I'm not going after Tucker Carlson, but the opportunity does arise right now for me to do so. It's not enough to tell the people that they're buffoons. It's enough for Mr. Tucker Carlson to educate the people as to what the law says, because these people are clearly transgressing the law. Therein lies the very reason that this ministry is under attack by such people that he's highlighting even now. This is why big tech has a free hand to suppress anybody they want. As I said during the first segment, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, those that have grilled big tech companies have done absolutely nothing. Friends, really you need to understand, for them to attack big tech would be to attack the very people that are protecting themselves and their criminal behavior and activities as well. They're not going to do that. But again, let's go back to this, and I want you to see this, because this next part is insane, but it again is a reflection of what the American people are tolerating, the responsible party. But for Tucker Carlson to resort to now name-calling proves the point that I continuously reiterate on this show, that it's nothing but driving a wedge in between the unconstitutional parties, not realizing that we are ruled as a constitutional law. We're ruled by law, friends, not by parties, and this is the best that they have right now, is by teaching you to call those that mean to incriminate us as buffoons. Isn't that wonderful? Thanks, Tucker. Really appreciate that.
But they're also ridiculous.
Ridiculous
is the most ridiculous.
Okay, they're buffoons and they're ridiculous, as if to suggest that this is some game that's being played. Folks, these people, both sides, including Tucker Carlson right now, are trampling the blood of the fallen. They are trampling the blood of the men that fought, bled, and died fighting off tyrants over in different countries that he is now teaching you to submit to in your own backyard. Did our forefathers, when they went over into Germany, my uncles and my grandpa, did they, when they went over and fought off the tyrant Adolf Hitler, did they just sit there and call Adolf Hitler names? Or did they understand the threat? And did they respond to the threat accordingly? Okay? And by the way, those that he calls buffoons and those that are ridiculous are also the ones that are responsible for murdering 62 million babies on his watch, okay? I'm also here to tell you, along with the other criminal administrations, the pawns that have been put in place to sell out this country. But I also want you to remember, friends, that what these people are doing is criminal at every level. But again, they're, as Tucker Carlson called them, buffoons, and they're ridiculous. No, Tucker, they're criminals.
Of all. So you read about her appointment in the Washington Post this morning, and you immediately thought of the NKVD, because why wouldn't you? Yet even the NKVD, even at the height of Stalin's purges, never did karaoke. They were too dignified for that. But Nina Jankowicz happily does.
I would love to do something here.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream.
See how they use the baser sword?
Origins are slightly less atrocious.
These are the type of people that will do what they're told, but she's the one that's appointed to go after you, America.
Rudy Giuliani shared that
1 Kings 13:33.
Or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet voice or vote. Oh!
Isn't this cute? But again, folks, what are you taught? What are you taught? Well, they're just buffoons. They're just ridiculous. No. They're impeachable. And Americans, you can lawfully prosecute each and every one of them. These are the people that are zeroing in on your God-given rights. They mean to strip them away from you. And again, here's Tucker Carlson minimizing the dangers, the current present danger. Okay? Here, let's go back. I want to give you a little more, because if this is good enough for you to give a guy like this $34 million, $35 million every year because he is serving up your God-given rights as a joke. Is he fighting for your God-given rights? Absolutely not. Is he highlighting these criminals for the criminals that they are? Absolutely not. They're nothing more than buffoons, and this is all ridiculous, he said. And I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite as is true. If we don't deal with them lawfully, friends, we're going to get more of this. And again, Amos 6:3 comes to my aid. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top right side of the page. Again, I'm showing you what's going on. I'm kind of breaking this up as I see things and hear things and things that I know that I need to share with you and break these things down. But Tucker Carlson, friends, is nothing short of controlled opposition. He is there to neutralize and to neuter political opposition. Because they want you to believe that he's getting the job done. But the fact of the matter is he's not empowering the people. He's just telling you what the problem is, who the problem is, and he's calling them buffoons and that they're ridiculous. When in fact these people mean to strip away your God-given rights. They mean to further enslave you illegally. How much more of these abuses will the American people suffer? Because there's nothing lawful about what's going on here. These people, as I said last segment, are there to tear down the Constitution in hopes of reconstructing one that looks just like a global order. That is what is happening. Nobody can deny it, not even the people that are being used to promulgate this misinformation. It's craziness. They act like they're above it. They really do, but they're not. What they don't realize is they're going to be taken in it, and they're going to be the first ones taken in it if they don't repent. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38. The list goes on, not in that order. But I want to show you a little bit more of this, and then I want to get over to something else on a lighter note before the end of the day, because it's Friday. I want to show you the difference between a white church and a black church serving Jesus. I preached at both of them, having a little fun. You're going to love this. Hopefully I'll get to it. Let's go on a little bit longer here with controlled opposition. Tucker Carlson highlighting these buffoons and these ridiculous people, as he calls them.
Happening in the country you were born in, but it is happening. That's now a law enforcement official. It's also the person you just saw, an individual who brags about getting a master's degree from Georgetown University. In case you're wondering if the entire academic credentialing machine that sustains America's ruling class is in fact a joke. Spoiler alert, yes, it is a joke. This is somebody with so few useful skills that she describes herself in the first words of her own bio as a, quote, internationally recognized expert on disinformation, as if that's a job of some sort. Imagine if
we're... I want to say this, too. If you were to ask them to make reference to our founding documents, if you were asked them to make reference to the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, again, not in this order, the laws found in the U.S. Constitution... Those documents are as foreign to this woman as the truth is, okay? She knows how to do what she's told, but she doesn't know how to uphold the law that she swore to uphold, okay? So that's food for thought.
Your kids grew up to be an internationally recognized expert on disinformation. The shame you would feel, the pain of knowing that truly and unequivocally you had failed as a parent. After all those years of advanced education, Nina Jankowicz became an internationally recognized expert on disinformation. And not only that, she can't even rhyme very well.
Okay, now she can't. Jankowicz, see, now again, we're reverting back to discrediting her by her talents. Not the fact that she's transgressing law, okay?
...fired is level partisan attacks on the other side with maximum ferocity. That is her real job. Now, you may have noticed, if you listen carefully to the ditty that she just sang, that every example of disinformation in her karaoke performance came from people who opposed Joe Biden's policies. Is that a coincidence? Probably not. In fact, we know it's not, because Nina Jankowicz is telling all the disinformation is on the other side.
Just laugh it off, Americans. Listen. This is what's happening at home.
Most of the disinformation that we've seen, this highly emotionally manipulative content, is coming from the right. If you look at the top 10, you know.
I didn't know that there was a right-left position when it came to law in our country, friends. Since when did it become a position to take when you suggest that we're far right when it comes to the laws that rule us and keep us free? There isn't one. This is all propaganda. This is that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And here are the useful idiots parroting the very comments.
The most engaged
and
with
propaganda.
Posts on Facebook or Twitter on a given day, they are usually posts that are coming from the right. And that's because the right does deal in this highly emotional rhetoric.
See, and you're supposed to just laugh it
you
off.
You have to live... in a self-awareness-free vacuum.
Somehow or another, I don't know what's funny about that. This is all aimed at the American people, and we have Tucker Carlson laughing it all off, saying that she can't even rhyme, that this is ridiculous, and that she's a buffoon. Let me ask you something. Isn't it an embarrassment concerning the good guys in Americans, the good guys in American government, forgive me, that they do nothing but continuously highlight the crimes of the left? But what's sick about all of it, this small portion of what they call the left, is pushing it through regardless of the massive population in this country. Only the Lord could drop judgments upon a head in such mass numbers. And that's exactly what's happening by using a small number. It's being all done through that of deception. And it is, in fact, what is happening today in America, as I've said. Now, the reason I bring this up again is because we highlighted this over, 24 days ago. I highlighted this. And now we're dealing with it where they're frontally attacking us. And again, they have Tucker Carlson and other controlled operatives in place to minimize the dangers of this ever-present danger. And I don't see what's funny about it when you can see that these are the same people that are murdering babies at will. The State Department's trafficking children. Planned Parenthood's murdering babies, dissecting them, and selling body parts. This is all with the green light of this administration, the last administration, all the way back to 1973. And the list goes on. Stealing your tax dollars, allocating them to unlawful measures, acting outside of congressional approval, that's without us approving it through delegated authorities, and the list goes on. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And Americans, as I said during the first segment, someone said to me, you know, what do? Well, you're going to have to be the ones to do something about it. This is a dangerous game on both sides of the front. It's dangerous because the American people have let it go this far. And it's dangerous for those that are trying to upend who we are as a people. Because there are going to be people in this country that are not going to put up with it. And if you call it a far-right position, then call it a far-right position. Because if you do right and you act right, it's because you are right. I'm right. Because I'm holding to the right. I'm not holding to the wrong. Nor am I given to change. And the Bible tells us to beware of those that are given to change. Okay? We're going to go back to the old past and we're going to hold to what is written. And what is written? The law of God is written. And it keeps us free by grace, because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Okay? And real freedom is found in Christ. Period. Not outside of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Now, I want to end the show on a good note. I'm having a good time here on a Friday. And I want the Lord's name brought into this, and I want to have some good, clean fun, and that's exactly what this is. There's this dude that comes out, and he compares white church versus black church, and I hope you enjoy, friends, because what I seen with this was not only that it was anointed, but he was exactly right on, because I preached at black churches as well, and as well as white churches, both churches, white and black, a people of color, of course. Acts 17:26. Check this out. Enjoy.
You get to see different things being a musician, because you get to go to black church. You get to go to white church. I got to play for white church and go to a church. And white church is simple. Like Jesus is simple. When the pastor break his word, that chorus be simple. That chorus be real simple. But God so loved the world, this is the pastor's message, that he gave his only begotten son. Thank you, God, that whosoever believeth in him, you just have to believe. Shall not perish.
He's exactly right. He's exactly right.
But have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He's about.
Thank you, God.
He's nailing it, folks.
And then it's the end of service. It's simple. Black people church different.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.